The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dennis Morris of KLEM in Lamars and Ty Rushing with the Northwest Iowa Review. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, thank you, and good morning, Senator. I guess my first question is, it was a long time coming, but it was certainly good news to see first the House and now also the Senate pass the USMCA. And I just wanted to ask about that, as well as also the first phase of the Chinese agreement, trade agreement. You and Senator Ernst and Governor Kim Reynolds were invited to the White House for that signing. So share with me, obviously this is going to be good news for agriculture, but share with us how also it's going to broaden out and be good news for businesses.
Well, USMCA is going to be good from the standpoint of agriculture, getting our agricultural products into Canada, where we haven't been able to get dairy, poultry, eggs, and wheat in. It's going to also, from the standpoint of Mexico, help our manufacturing of automobiles by probably a $35 billion investment. 75% instead of 62% of a car having local content, it would be 75%. And so we don't know about all the parts that are being manufactured in Iowa for these cars, but we got them all over Iowa, and we just don't even know about it. But it's going to really help manufacturing from the standpoint of North American parts as opposed to Chinese parts, as an example. Then for labor, car manufacturing in Mexico pays about $8 an hour. We're going to have at least, instead of 40%, 50% of a car is going to have to be made with at least $16 an hour labor. And things of that nature. Then from the standpoint of China, obviously the $40 to $50 billion of agricultural products is something that is more than we've traditionally got into China. And then we've got things dealing with intellectual property, forced technology transfer, currency manipulation. It's a big boost for financial services and banking. And then it's got dispute settlement process, all very favorable from the standpoint of China. So it's probably, besides the $50 billion of agriculture products, there's another $150 billion that they're committed to buying over the next 2 years from America. That's in the case of China. So these are big victories for farmers. Delivered by President Trump and by a Senate Republican majority. Once again, the president delivering on his promises. Ty?
Okay, I just want to go back to USMCA, that agreement. Like, I guess, what are some of the biggest differences between this agreement and NATO?
No, you mean WTO. NATO... NAFTA. Between U.S.
Yeah, I meant NAFTA.
Now you mean USMCA and NAFTA.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The biggest difference, besides what I've already told you, that we're getting products into Canada that we couldn't get in, and then car manufacturing, boosting domestic production and raising salaries. The biggest difference would be things that were not even thought of negotiating 30 years ago, like digital trade, intellectual property. Let's see. That's just two examples. There's a lot more than that. I don't have it right at the tip of my tongue. But just think of digital trade. Internet was not a big deal 30 years ago. Probably Gore hadn't even invented it at that point. See, as an example. So anyway, back to Dennis.
I like that, Senator. Okay. I was just going to ask your opinion on this. You probably know Sam Clovis, who helped out President Trump on his campaign.
Yes.
He made a comment this past week that he felt that the senators, those that are running for president, that would be, of course, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, and then also Sanders from Vermont, that those three should excuse themselves from serving on the jury trial of the Senate on the impeachment because they have already a built-in not a bias, I guess, if you will, on the president. I was just wondering, do you agree with Sam Clovis on that, that those senators, and including maybe if you want to go back to even with Cory Booker from New Jersey and Kamala Harris from California, although they are no longer in the presidential race, if they too should excuse themselves from the impeachment trial?
Yeah. The answer is, in spirit, I agree with him. But if I agreed with him in fact, then I'd have to say there's several Republican senators would have to be recuse themselves as well. So I think that I better look at it as something that makes sense, but as a practical matter, you can't do it that way. And by the way, Ty, let's go to Ty.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the latest you're hearing with the EPA and ethanol?
I have not had a discussion with Wheeler since the day he announced his thing. And I know that EPA, as I told Wheeler at that time, has the same credibility problems with farmers, that they're not going to trust EPA, and that trust is a problem. Even if we get the 15 billion gallons out to the farmers, we aren't going to know about it until March of 2021. So that's why I say he's got a credibility problem between now and the election. And then the newest thing is the Department of Agriculture going to put out for comment $100 million program similar to what the Obama administration had that will help subsidize getting E15 pumps into gas stations that feel like they can't afford them now. And that's going to, I think that was announced last week. It's out for public comment. I would expect that would be instituted within a couple months maybe. And I'm sorry to both of you, but I've got to call that quits now. Thank you both for participating.
Thank you, Senator.
All right, thank you, Senator.
You bet.
Thank you, Dennis and Ty, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.